Mesechtes Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishneh Hay. The Mishnah has continued to discuss machleksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This Mishnah discusses regarding Havdalah. During Havdalah, there's a series of brachas that we make on the Nair, on the candle, and on B'samim, spices. We say Havdalah, we say Hagafen, and the Mishnah is discussing someone who's saying Havdalah, and at the same time, they're using the cup of wine also for Birchas HaMazon, that they're leading the benching, holding a cup of wine, and it's serving a dual purpose. And there's a dispute regarding the order of the brachas. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Aimrim, Beis Shammai says that the order of the brachas is Ner, first on the candle, Umazin, then you say Birchas HaMazon, benching, Ubisamim, and then the spices, Be'Avdallah, and then you say the bracha of Avdallah, splitting between Shabbos and the weekday. Beis Hillel, Aimrim, Beis Hillel says that the order is different, Ner, first candle, Besamim, spices, Mazin, you make the Birchas HaMazon benching, Be'Avdallah, and then you make Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah last. So both opinions agree that the Ner, the candle, comes first, and the Havdalah comes last. And they just argue in the middle, what's first? Beis Shammai puts the Birchas HaMazon before Besamim, and Beis Hillel puts the Besamim before the Mazon. The reasoning for all this is that we say the Ner, the bracha on the candle, first, according to all opinions, because you benefit from the flame immediately when you enter the room, and so you need to make a bracha on it first. Whereas, let's say spices, you don't benefit from them until you smell, so you can delay saying such a bracha. The Havdalah is said last because we don't want to make it look as if we're running out of Shabbos, so we delay the Havdalah on Shabbos to the last. And they argue regarding the middle too. Beis Shammai puts Birchas HaMazon before Besamim because the obligation to bench came earlier, as soon as he finished his meal of Shalosh Udos, and since that obligation came earlier, he says that before the Besamim, which he's not obligated to make the bracha until the time when he's ready to smell. Whereas Beis Hillel puts the Besamim first, because the Besamim is connected to the candle, that they're both together with this process of Shabbos ending, and so those two should stick together, and so he prefers to put Besamim together with the Ner, and have the benching Birchas HaMazon afterwards. The Mishnah continues with a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on the wording of the bracha on the candle. Beis Shammai, Aimrim, Beis Shammai says the bracha, the words go like this: Shabara me'ar ha'esh. There's going to be two differences. Shabara, which is in singular, which is in past tense, Shabara, who created, me'ar ha'esh, the light of fire, and that's me'ar is in singular form. Beis Hillel, Aimrim, Beis Hillel says bayre me'ar ha'esh. The one who creates, which is present, ma'ire ha'esh, the plural lights of fire. And this machlekes is because Beis Shammai picks a past tense of bar Hashem created because it's referring to the fire that was created on the first Matzah Shabbos. And ma'ar is singular form because there's a fire gives off one light. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that the word ba'ire, even though it's in present tense, but it also includes past tense. And ma'ire, the multiple lights, is because there's multiple shades of color within a fire, red, white, and blue, and green, different colors in the fire. So he says plural form, ma'ire, the lights of the flame. Mishnah Vav. Continuing with the Havdalah, the Mishnah discusses certain Besamim spices and certain flames that are no good for Havdalah. The Mishnah says, Ein mevarchin, you can't make a bracha le'al aner, v'le'al besamim shal avdi kechavim, neither on the flame nor on the besamim, the spices of avdi kechavim, of a non-Jew that's an idol worshiper. The flame that he has did not rest on Shabbos, it was used for malacha, and you can't use such a flame for Havdalah. And the besamim, we are concerned that it may have been used for avodah zarah, for idolatry, and so you cannot use it for Havdalah. Can't make a bracha on it. The Mishnah continues, V'loyal aner, V'loyal besamim shal mesim. You can't use the flame nor the besamim spices that's placed by dead people. This flame was not placed for light. It was there just for honor, for the mace, for the dead person, and the besamim, the spices, were not there to give to provide someone with a good smell, but rather just to hide the foul smell of the mace, and therefore it's not good for the bracha. The Mishnah continues, V'layal aner, v'layal besamim, shelfnei avodizara. You can't use the flame or besamim, the spices that were used for avodizara. Anything used for avodizara is asur b'ana, one can't benefit from, and so you can't use that for avdallah. The Mishnah ends off, ein mevarchin al aner ad sheye'osei la'eri. One can't make the bracha on the ner, on the candle, until he benefits from the light. The Rav explains he doesn't actually need to benefit it, but he needs to just be in close enough proximity that he could benefit from it in order to make the bracha on the candle for Avdallah.